Ready for the beginning?
Yep.
Yeah, I think so.
Welcome back to Al, Bill, and David Watch TV. Today, we're moving to a third season episode, Wink of an Eye.
This is our first third season episode, isn't it? This is
our
first
non-first
season episode.
First season episode.
I thought it was our third first season episode. All I know is it seems like about two seasons since we've done this. But we're feeling better now, and, you know, just several more reconstructive procedures ahead of us, and we'll be ready to go. Bill, are you there?
I'm here.
David?
Yes.
David, by the way, you're sounding very aerodynamic today.
Oh, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling light as a feather, wind resistance down to a minimum.
Are you in your podcasting spandex?
That would be I'd slip right out the door if that were the case.
I've got my W Pod 40 on, and I'm just feeling intellectually quite slippery. So we're doing the third season episode Wink of an Eye, and for those of you, okay, both of you, we know who you are, who have done this before. Just 3, 2, 1. We'll say 3, 2, 1. Click and start your DVD. So if everyone's ready, 3, 2, 1. Click.
So, how long has it been since you guys have seen this?
20 years.
Yeah.
Usually. Actually, I saw it pretty recently, but I watched the recently released enhanced version with the new.
Was it
graphics.
Full frontal nudity?
Yes.
That's sweet.
Comes right before the infamous boots scene.
That's awesome.
Boots?
Speaking of, you know, see, the hair is getting very fluffy here.
Kirk's in dashing head mode. This nice statue in the background, by the way.
I was just looking at that.
It's pretty cool. That's Imini R7 in the back. Was that one of the skeletons going by, or was that you drinking your coffee, David?
That was me drinking my coffee. Why, does it sound buzzy?
Check out. See, this is a premonition of their love affair here, because both Uhura and Scott have the same hairdo. Almost down to the sideburns, but she's pretty. She's looking good.
Who's the dude in the background?
He's kind of a pre-tube guy. He must have been in some...
But they must have paid him a lot of money to just stand and
just stand there
knowingly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And why are they all yelling at each other?
I think they're mad.
It's a big set. There is an insect life. It's an odd way of saying it.
Well, he's under stress. Or he's still got that chick on his mind. I don't know which.
That's a cool statue in the back.
Yeah, there's another statue, yeah.
It's kind of like the Thinker.
I mean, it's
you
a little...
You know what the Thinker's thinking of, right?
No.
He's trying to remember where he left his clothes. There. Interesting posture on the Spock there.
Hand in the back.
Well, he's got kind of Michael Jackson. He's got the one in the front, one in the back.
Yeah. Seems a little more wooden than usual here.
Oh, there's smart.
Okay,
right. Wipe your mouth.
Dumb he's, crap.
They generally. But
he doesn't wash his hands either.
His next shot probably had him taking a leak in it. What happened? Yeah, it's the same guy who saw the bunny rabbit.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, on Shore Leave.
Shore Leave.
Which is, I did see that about 3 or 4 months ago. It was a super episode to podcast off of.
let's go to do that one.
Yeah. So this is, kind of... The third season, as has been discussed by other people, is a bit of, I don't want to say low point, but pretty hit and miss in terms of the quality of the episodes. You know, some really good ones, some really dog episodes.
But they did have the pretty blue graphics.
They did. It was, oh, as opposed to the yellow.
Yeah.
Is that
That's
strictly
true.
Third season?
That's a third season thing, yep.
Were they, like, red in the second season?
No.
Well, they were on, this was the whole, save Star Trek sort of result, and they, they canceled it after two seasons, and then, millions of people wrote in,
Millions of people wrote in. They kept the series alive, and this is what they gave us.
Exactly. Well, but they put it on a Friday.
Slap in the face.
You know, it went from, I think, Monday at 8:30 to, I think, maybe this Tuesday or something at 7:30, or, you know, early week, was, reasonable times.
Yeah.
But this third season was 10 o'clock Friday.
Friday, 10 o'clock, yep.
On NBC, which was later taken over by... Now, see, Scott's hair changed. He had his hair swooped back.
It took a while to get
that. In the first scene. And that's why I made the crack about their hair. When they had that initial, very opening scene, his hair was swooped back. Now it's all sort of Spartacus. Scotticus. Wow. That is a very popular outfit for some people.
What, the silver or the...
No, oh, that's like party central. He's got his choker on. He's got his mylar.
Very retro future.
Where's that shadow coming from across his chest?
That's the large wooden beams they have up above.
That's odd, though, isn't it?
Well, you know, you were talking
about... across Spock's chest?
Yeah.
Well, you were talking about bad...
Yeah, I'm talking about Shadow Frost Box Chess.
It's third season. I think they're just... They gave us bad shows and bad production.
Bad hair. That's his hair, though. That's really his hair.
That's got to be...
Yes, but not for much longer.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, I like the guy. I'm not making... Well, I guess I am making fun of him.
Otherwise, why would he be?
Yeah, exactly.
What's he doing? What was that?
He's nervous.
Oh, he's still got some hangover effects from, was it Naked Time?
What was right before this? What episode? Any ideas?
I don't remember.
Tholey and Webb?
That sounds about right.
The one produced right before this was Plato's Stepchildren.
Oh, can hardly wait to watch them dance and spout. I think it's... It's not Gilbert and Sullivan, is it?
No, it's Lewis Carroll.
Mm.
It's Alice in Wonderland.
Right. Yes. Right. So this is where... This has to be... No. They don't have any earthquakes, shipquakes here, do they?
Oh,
I was thinking that one blooper with McCoy and the Good Nurse Chapel.
There was and this is a real person. I'm gonna say their name, but since nobody ever listens to our podcast, I don't care. But there was a. I remember when I was in school, there was one of the professors' name was Biba Groovy, and of course it wasn't too hard.
for
the students to get to the grab a booby. Hi, Dr. Groovy, wherever you are. I'm sorry, I'm a bad man. I know it. Please contact me in my previous position.
Al, who's Laura Schumacher?
Oh, dude, that's so painful.
Really? Okay.
Dude, I don't know. I think she's cousins with Sharon Gortler.
Wait, that name rings a bell. Why would I know that?
I'm just making it up. I have no idea.
That's probably why it sounds familiar.
Touched. I'll tell you, the one thing that I have a hard time with on this episode is them coordinate is how much time things take and the relative speed.
You gotta believe a little bit.
Because if they stopped moving for just if any one of the Skolosians or any one of the sped up people stopped moving, just held still for just a tiny second, they'd be visible.
Not necessarily.
Well, look at even beaming up. I mean, presumably they beamed up with them. And that must have seemed like eons.
Yeah, right.
So the
Skolosians... Well, wait a minute. If they beamed up with them, aren't you, like, suspended for some period? They would have noticed them on the way up. And wouldn't the transporter, like, detect that they're all of a sudden had more people come up with them with...
Sure. And the materialization process for the sped up people wouldn't be any faster. You'd see them on the transporter.
Right. But then there would be a plot hole and... Oh, wait, there is one.
Well, that's the way they kind of wince before they run into that thing.
Yeah.
Right about now. Well, it's stupid because it's made of air. They should really just be able to act that through, but I guess that's why they're red shirts and not doing Priceline commercials.
You know, but it is kind of
40 years later. That is a bright green. Yeah. Or pretty green, as we would call
it. My phaser doesn't do that.
I've got a pocket full of that.
Do you?
Green?
Kryptonite?
Oh. No,
pretty green. Pretty green. I know.
Okay.
Bum, ba dum, bum, bum.
Yes. Say no more. It's like Kirk's walking through the dark. I know there's a door around here somewhere.
This seems safe. Now, this is cool, I must say. The fact, you know, the conceit that, okay, somebody's moving so fast they can instantly set up something in your place without you knowing it, right. Even though it does look like the back of an old washer and dryer.
I was going to say, why would they put the dryer in first? Wouldn't they put the washer in first?
Well, how long could it possibly take them to do this?
Right, and wouldn't they see things changing before their eyes?
See, that's kind of cool.
That is. I mean, the thing is that if you... How the hell can you tell the difference?
Yeah, no, right. How would he know?
That's cool, though. You know, the fact that, you know, that it just disappeared, and the fact that both their hands kind of jerked up at the same... That's...
Right,
you know,
I did like that.
Yeah, okay, mid-60s TV, 5 out of 5.
To be honest, though, if you had the opportunity to pull this kind of stunt, there's a lot of extraordinarily fun pranks you could entertain yourself with. Although these guys may have another agenda.
Most of them involving Nudity David, perhaps?
You know, that hadn't occurred to me.
Boy.
Until now.
Me either.
So now they're back on the funnily.
How the hell would the computer know if they're invaded or not?
And what is
invaded
even
mean? These
are
a little too open-ended.
Oh, we're getting... That's what's going on.
So you'd think that if it could tell all this...
It should be running the ship, but yeah.
Or they could get it to sound like not that...
No, I think the reason they have that tone is just so that they don't get too attached.
For when they
kill
the computer?
Well, you want to remember it's a computer and not just some dude you're talking to. Or chick, whatever.
or
because I'd forget. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So as far as we know, these five people are on there. She's looking a little worn out for...
Okay, now watch this.
For coffee,
watch
babe.
This little bit that's coming up here with the drops. As he puts it... I mean, they could have done it at any point. He puts it down.
Where's his coffee holder?
Yeah, where's his cup holder?
Yeah, even a freaking, you know... You buy a toaster, it's got a coffee holder.
Why isn't that thing swinging off his chair? Okay, so that's a lot
of
stuff.
That was pretty cool.
No, but I mean, does that mean somebody was standing there for an hour holding a liquid that's going to... I mean, things would pour like molasses. It would take a long time to get water out of the tube.
Why would their liquid move fast and his move slow? You know, right? Doesn't make any sense.
Well, then, so down on Skalos, then that water should work completely differently.
Dude, it's a bad trip.
Right?
Plus, everything would be all badly redshifted.
All of a sudden.
This is, you know, kind of cool.
I mean, this isn't the way it would work, but it is an interesting effect. The idea is interesting.
Right. Well, remember, you know, in terms of the kind of psychedelic aspect of this, this was filmed, I think, in winter or spring of 68. You know, so this is far out, you might say.
Well, it's far out for TV, definitely. It's not far out for the kind of science fiction that was being written at the time. This had been
like
addressed
what?
By this kind of stuff had been addressed by.
No, I meant the visual appearance.
Oh, visual appearance, absolutely. Yeah,
having everybody kind of trip out and seem different. So let's give the award for the worst holding still here.
Well, Spock's kind of flicking.
She is.
That's an excellent outfit.
She is she's a little milfy. Little milfy. The Don't you dare kiss me again. It's kind of hot.
She's just using him.
That's okay.
I wish I could make the Homer secret brain sound.
She's just using him.
Now I'm overacting.
Again.
Oh.
See, now he's moving awfully quickly compared to everybody else.
Well, sudden, maybe he's still speeding up.
Let's talk about that outfit a little more. That is crotchalicious.
It is a...
Is that Bill Theis? Is that right?
Yeah, that's the guy.
He's my hero. I wish he was still doing stuff today. So you'd think that a society this advanced would have a different...
Have less clothes on?
Oh, well, that too. But might have a different structure of government than the election of a queen or the...
Well, the point of the queen is they didn't get elected.
You can elect a queen. Amidala. She got elected. Just don't.
Well, that proves everything.
Actually, that's true.
That's right. All sci-fi queens are elected.
There you go. And true rhymes with Naboo. So she just used the opening title, Wink of an Eye, and I was just looking at this. There's a Voyager episode called Blink of an Eye, which apparently the working title was Wink of an Eye until they realize we've done that before. There's that mosquito coffee sound again, David. she is an enthusiastic... an osculator.
If David's audio track starts going faster than everybody else's, we'll fix it in post.
Now, presumably, this is not the first time that they've tried this stunt. These guys are not the first ones to respond, are they?
Ooh, how do we know?
I don't know. I'm just asking, because it looks like they've rehearsed this whole approach.
What's it rehearsed? They have essentially free reign.
Right. I'm not talking about with them. I'm just wondering, is this their modus operandi anytime somebody comes by? Okay, this is what it takes to seduce a starship captain or whoever it is that captains by, or
the star of a ship captain?
Star of a ship captain.
But why hasn't it worked? I mean, it seems like they'd be
maybe they could. There's some biological issues, I'm
fecundity.
Sure.
Well, that's their problem. They're subfecund.
Well, we've already learned by now that every other almost race out there, two-thirds of every other race is humanoid.
So they're all biologically compatible?
Apparently.
This is kind of a cool scene. This is kind of cool. And because they explore the issues, you know.
So where's the big explosion?
Yeah, why did it just stop in the...
See?
Why didn't
look at me. I'm like, wow, isn't that nice? That's so cool. You're like, meh, 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 why didn't it explode? I'm a scientist.
Now the question is, where did the phaser go? Did it just go? Did it go up in the air and disappear? Or did it just go across the room? Why isn't he running to get it?
It on stage six.
Disintegrated on the way up.
So the turbolift door is open still.
Right, because they'd take forever to close, which makes you wonder, how do they get anywhere?
Well, how long would it take?
They'd have to pack like three lunches if they went anywhere in the turbo lift.
No, they take the stairs.
Oh.
So did she have like a phone in her hand there? What is that?
I think it was a curling iron.
Dude, that is... She needs like super glue and some hair clips for that. That is...
It's a lot of hair.
Not a lot of that came out of her head.
Yeah, no, I think that... She leaned back in the bakery something stuck.
He just inadvertently deformed.
That was a cute little communicator. Little sage of things to come.
She's one of the older babes that we've seen
is she?
In terms of... compared to some of the other little... The nubiles he's been spelunking.
Yeah, there have been a few. But there have been a few on the older side.
Yeah?
The woman who played Dr. Pulaski in Next Generation. What was her name? She was in a
Diana Muldaur.
Diana Muldaur, yeah. She popped up in two episodes, didn't she?
Actually,
lovely.
And you know who showed up in Next Generation, surprisingly, was Michelle Phillips.
Michelle Phillips, yes.
Who is...
She was in We'll Always Have Paris, but where was she in the original series? She wasn't.
She wasn't. No, what I mean to say is she wasn't especially young. Right, that's right.
That's true. But she was as an ex-flame of Picard at that time.
That's right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she's, man, she was in the Mamas and Papas. Oh, my goodness. She was a little young, but looking a little like Mark Wahlberg here.
Dude, you traitor.
What?
For a little bit of a shag, this dude is willing to give up the entire, control of the ship. He's the one to let him on board.
Oh. Did he kick him in the nuts? What was that?
I don't know.
He narded him.
Did he just run away down the hall?
Right into a gay disco. Is that carpet?
Oh, now whose side is he on?
That was a mistake. Well, maybe it's just instinctive. Oh, dude, you're hosed.
Did they already try to gray him up a little bit? I swear, Veal, he's a little wrinkled and a little gray already on that floor episode.
That must have been...
So, is that chick hot enough to give up your career, your ship, your captain, your...
Which one, Dila or the Dila. Little young thing right back there?
No, that is Dila.
No, that wasn't Dila.
Yes.
No, it wasn't. That was somebody else.
Are you sure?
They said... A million... No way, dude.
No, that's the guy he's... Oh, well, I wouldn't do it, but that's the girl. And they tell her they're going to secure another one for her. Because they know he's going to die.
Your answer, speaking for all of mankind, is yes.
Okay.
No. She's not... She wasn't... That one wasn't that hot.
Maybe she's got skills. Mad skills.
It's an interesting association between the hotness and the skills, from what I hear.
I'll take your word for it.
No, in terms of the, the
inverse or direct
TV. Oh, in terms of the aliens we see on television. Did Compton die yet?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, did they?
This guy's in a bad position.
Why? Because he looks like an extra in a Queen video.
That and
hear is Radio Goo Goo.
He reminds me a little of the male lead on UFO.
Yes.
Stryker, is that right?
Yeah.
Ed Stryker, I think.
It's kind of very kind of. It's funny things like almost like kind of butchy.
He needs a little. His hair needs to be posture. Whiter.
I think that neck thing's weighing him down. Look how hunched he is. Now that's Rael, which is but he's not named after
the Who song.
The Who song. Oh. Which came out, I think, the year before. Maybe 2 years before. No, the year before. Rael 1 and 2.
Drawing the clothes?
Rael 1 and 2, a bill which contained one very interesting premonition, as you probably know.
Oh, it's from Tommy.
From Tommy, yeah. It was like the entire Undertaker and Sparks, those themes.
Yes, right.
Were all released a year before. Is that flowers around her? That vine kind of goes around her. That's kind of cool. I mean, she could have a freaking, hefty bag across her shoulder and be like, wow, that looks great.
Did I? Was I just not paying attention, or have they shown Compton in his...
DIED state?
I don't think he's come across him yet. Kirk hasn't had a chance to really ham it up again.
He hasn't taken in his surroundings yet.
This is interesting. Interesting psychology here.
Okay, if this is going to hurt him that much, then why isn't it killing him?
I'm okay with it. He wanted to show him that there was punishment, but he's motivated. He has one mission, which is to he doesn't mind getting hurt to try to
Well, what was he trying to do there? Just hold his hands on as long as he could.
Well, I think he was just trying to see if he could hang on to it long enough to do some damage
or break it. Yeah, break it off. How does he? He's calling the bluff. He sacrificed himself to call the bluff. It must be near Gamma Hydra 4. Or Gamma Hydra 2, whichever one it is.
It's funny though, you know, gray hair shows it's the cue of old age, but wouldn't really happen. Unless he was
growing a lot of hair real fast.
Right, and then why doesn't he have 10 inches of hair?
Right, because it's all extracellular. Right, good point.
But if you just showed him laying there dead and said, "Well, he aged," how would you know?
Right. Maybe it would have smelled bad or something.
He'd have his pants way up.
He's already on the ground. I keep thinking about Rael the song. Because he wants to be rescued too. Do you think he's jealous?
Dude, get over it. Gee, do you think? I don't know.
Hyde is, I was like two uteri.
Yeah,
well,
he doesn't look it at all.
Plan. Yeah. There's two uteri left in this entire planet.
See, here's
planet.
The thing. They said we have to accept it all our lives. I think they must have been doing this for a while and just maybe not getting...
Yeah, whoring out their two remaining women
much,
to repopulate the species.
Pretty
That's
much.
That's got to affect your whatever it is it affects. Okay, who's going to blink?
Plus, essentially, the dude is shooting blanks. Women apparently are doing fine, so it's all on the guys.
Aha! Hey, what is this, some sort of tube? Bob, don't let me miss. Blinking.
Don't cry,
blinking. The lighting is so. Look at the green light behind there. What is that? Or is that
got a
wall?
Shadow across his chest, though.
Yeah,
it's a theme for the.
It is. It's the sash.
I think the lighting director has just been having a lot of fun. With these things, they're all over the place.
It's not. It can't be random.
No, it's not. I mean, you block out these shots with some fair amount of precision.
Well, I know they were banging out an hour of TV every 8 days, 6 days, whatever. I mean, that's. I can't imagine. McCoy's lurching a little bit there. Good thing Ruck's not on here; he'd be lurching too. But.
I get it.
I saw what you did there. I heard what you did there.
I heard what you did last summer.
Mm-hmm. What about the summer before last?
I mean, I didn't know. This is a huge expository lump here.
Yeah, but
for those of you who haven't been
paying attention, Deal is hanging out, so that's fine.
It is. She's a little bit better with the soft lighting and from about 3 or 4 feet away.
Yeah, well, you need to have the whole costume in view to make it absolutely
agree.
Worthwhile.
I would agree. Ready? Action. No blinking.
Hey, they just have not moved.
Maybe they're just
plastic. That's why I asked.
So here, I want to ask about this. Why is he going to be just as happy as Compton? What is it that makes them accept this?
Makes who accept it?
The way it sounds is that something happens to the guys. They get over their concern for the fact that they can't, that they're not amongst their friends and so forth, and they just accept their situation. Go, oh, cool, this is the way it should be.
No, well,
it's like they get some kind of. They undergo
Stockholm
a psychological change, yeah.
Stockholm syndrome. I think it reflects their own unhappiness with their previous life, the ones who are into it. It's just like, I mean, how many times have we seen it with Kirk?
She's not that hot.
No, but the whole life, he's satisfied with it. He likes being captain and...
Right, that's what I'm saying. So you think because he had a good enough life, he doesn't make that change?
I don't know. Maybe that's part of the resistance.
Where Compton being a lowly red shirt,
yeah,
destined to die in the first minutes right. of some upcoming episode.
Right, exactly.
Has nothing to live for anyway. Why not?
Right.
Okay.
Compared to, let's say, repopulating a species as a valued member.
That's slick.
Look at that green light in the back. Yeah. It's just so strange. Maybe it's a disinfectant.
Blue titles, light. Green light. No, maybe it's a.
Nobody.
Sick bay color action, huh?
But look at it. All the time they've been doing this, those guys haven't moved discernibly at all.
Yeah, but you don't know that they didn't just clip five video clips together.
Well, yeah.
No, it's not that. It's just that, you know, in the time it would have taken Spock just to get down to the lab, it would have been weeks, you know.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's a good-looking episode. The outfits, the lighting.
Outfits, lighting, story.
Are they all like this? That they have this kind of... That I'm noticing all these lighting
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's not something you focus on when you're watching the episode for its story. Yeah, I don't know.
This story, there's a thing on Memory Alpha where that it basically paralleled a Wild Wild West episode. And interestingly, one of the early producers, I think, of the first season of Wild Wild West was Gene L. Coon.
You don't say.
I am saying.
Really?
I didn't know that.
But and what possible parallel could you have for repopulating the planet on...
I don't... That aspect
maybe
of it,
it's,
I
maybe
know.
It's the time shift, not the...
The episode was called Night of the Burning Diamond, and there's some bad guy had some elixir that he could hyper-accelerate himself, and he was stealing.
Well, that'd be first on my list of things to do. Wait, no. But still...
You know, it's there was, and even then, this Memory Alpha thing said that it had previously had some relation to an old H.G. Wells story. Mm. So, but I mean, people moving fast. I mean, look, The Flash. Hello.
Yeah.
Barry Williams. That's
Barry Bostwick.
Barry Allen.
Barry a bone in the yard.
Barry Williams was Greg Brady. Barry Allen was The Flash. Mm.
Yeah.
So, how many transporter rooms do they have on the Enterprise? He disabled this one. Just put him in another one.
Go to a different one?
Yeah. She thinks it's cute.
Yeah. You impetuous thing.
There is some tension there.
But not the bad kind.
Well, though, you know, in episodes like Enemy Within, stuff like that, if, you know, one transporter's not working, go use the other one. But right. They never did. There's also the shuttlecraft, but that would be way too slow for these guys.
So on Enemy Within, was it transporters in general, or was it literally one transporter room?
I don't know. I thought it was
maybe
just
they only had one at that time, or maybe it was the central subsystem, the infrastructure for the transporter, because it may not all be in that room.
He just did this to kind of have a little break in the action,
buy some time.
Oh, look! Now she says she's on to him or under him or whatever.
It's more like he never mind.
Onto or into.
He's
or,
into. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm interested to see what it was
see,
on.
See, okay,
his
already,
mind.
Bam. It's been like a week for those guys.
Right.
And so, why don't they see him waving his hand in the air while they're talking?
Because this was, I believe this to be while they were in the room. They're just going back temporally a little bit.
Sure, but we never saw Spock move his arm. Anyway,
He would have. Yeah. Oh.
Who cares, though? They couldn't. If they tried to get all that stuff consistent, there'd be no story.
Or indeed,
she's
episode.
Taller than him. Her
well,
hair
with the hair,
him,
yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
I'm going to assume she's got heels.
Windblown. Is she using his comb? Where did
presumably,
that come from?
But that's going to have a lot of VO5 or whatever.
Stray pubes from Orion's slave dancers. Let's get it on.
Barry, talk about Barry, on. Barry White.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Let's talk about Barry White, right?
Barry White's not white, by the way. Just okay.
Thanks.
Oh, so it's okay.
I'm not sure her intuitiveness. So the cool thing is they're doing it, but they're both using each other.
As long as there's a mutual understanding, it should be okay.
This is where I need to take the captions off so I can make sure I don't miss any, like, you know, transient soft nudity or something. Damn captions. Well, how are they going to get it on then? Yeah.
So it's a question of why will they come around?
Yeah, right. Why? What's the
magic?
So, give me a percentage here. What percentage do you think he's just looking for nookage, and is he trying to, you know?
There's no reason not to enjoy your work.
He's pretty much picking up a twofer here. So how come Spock hasn't figured this out yet?
I don't know why they can't just ask the computer what to do. How hard could it be?
By the way, there's a second woman in the picture there. Not that picture, or that one, or that one. But
that's some quick cuts, man, for 60s TV.
Also, if the kid starts to, you know, if you can watch somebody speeding up, wouldn't they just, it's not like a transporter effect, they'd just start moving about faster rather than pause and what do I know?
Yeah. The other thing is that the whole message, at the rate he eventually starts playing it, would be over in a fraction of a second.
Right.
You know, it wouldn't turn into incessant buzzing.
You know, that's not a hell of a big population for an entire planet.
Well, based on our standards.
117,000? I don't think that's a big enough gene pool.
You know, I think there's an answer to that.
And it is.
I don't know. Okay. Well, there's, you know, like Donald Rumsfeld said, there's things we know, there's things we don't know.
And there's things that we know we that don't are know. Known. Yeah.
And there are things that we know that somebody knows that we don't know. And I think it's under that.
Okay.
Fool me once, shame on you. Won't get fooled again.
Hey, what's this thing?
I thought somebody, yeah. Get that spray thing out.
So why do they keep communicators around? Do they not have intercoms?
Yeah.
Or is it just more visually exciting?
Maybe they didn't have one built into the wall.
He's got that whole panel in front of him. I think you could just press a button on there and
milk and honey flows.
Press persimmony butter.
One of these days I'm going to make some persimmony butter. Excuse me while I... Right.
Sulu doesn't get a lot of lines this time
around. Oh, he didn't, dude. He didn't do nothing here. It is amazing, you know, the 40-year careers that have followed, basically. I mean, if you add up all the lines Sulu had in the show...
Oh, this is the first time I've seen Scotty since he's passed on, that I recall. That was relatively recent, that Jimmy Doohan died.
Did he die again?
Again? Yes, or something.
Well, you know, it seems like the hard living guys are the ones that go.
What, him and DeForest Kelly?
Oh, I was thinking more Keith Moon and John Entwistle, but you know, William Shatner and Nimoy are alive. Townsend and Daltrey.
Yeah,
it's all parallel.
That's an interesting. That's an interesting analogy.
I don't know if it quite carries on to, you know, Starkey and McCartney, but...
Oh, damn, she's doing the captain that again.
Is George? Yeah. I'm going to go stick this in him. Oh, yeah! Wow, wonka, wow, wow! Well, you know, I wonder if they kind of made it lame.
He's changing his socks.
A little playful little rain action. What was that?
You know, it was a while before I got what that was implying.
That's first a fair bit of thigh and anterior lateral ass for TV.
Definitely one of the better costumes.
Ooh, pillow fight. Oh, here's my soul defense. I'll throw it at him. That was kind of cool.
It was not that dramatic a break if she's going to shoot him.
Oh, don't scratch yourself, honey.
Yeah, boy, it would suck if you cut yourself shaving or...
Exactly. You know. I'm surprised they don't have big old Osama beards.
So why don't they burn out when they get scratched or damaged?
It's
or
better
do they?
Fade away.
I don't know. How do we know they don't?
Yeah.
She doesn't seem to be taking the same level of care with him, though. Yeah.
She's really a queen. I mean, she's, you know, she in addition to her, you know, feminine wiles, she has some power over him, or is it she just has that thing in her hand?
Who, for Kirk or for him? For Rael?
Well, I mean, is he just horny about her and he wants her and he's a relationship? They have a relationship?
No, I think they were an item before. I think they were.
Okay.
But now, you know, he can't.
Yeah, repopulate.
Repopulate. Yeah, he's
gotta
for hurt. All intents impotent.
That's gotta hurt, dude. Hang your head, man. Oh, dude, he did hang his head. I hate that. Come back, oh, dude. He sat the chair right on his rail death stick.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Prop Master was very unhappy with that.
Prop Master probably took it back to the. Bedroom drawer.
Irving Feinberg. Right? Was the prop
Oh, so
too.
There's the story. Childhood sweethearts.
He looks so forlorn. Is he pissed off? Is he revealed?
The deal.
Does he understand?
What? See, now he's supposedly made
he's
this
faking.
Magical change. Yeah, he's faking it, but, I mean...
That mirror's in a good spot. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, this is the second time they've done that.
I agree. You think
they do block this carefully, yeah.
I don't know. Are those Venetian blinds in the back? Why is that in the mirror? Look at that.
No, that's that screen in the background.
It was behind it. It was what's behind the screen.
What's behind door number two?
That'd be Carol Merrill and a tiger. What happened to Carol Merrill?
That's a good question.
Are you Wiki wondering?
No, I'm not. I was going to do that later.
She probably has a website still.
Oh, you think? I bet she's not around. That's just my guess. He's made the change.
See, that's the thing. I think that there's some kind of change that they expect to have, you know, a physiological change that they expect to have happen to them. It's not just they get used to it.
What are those things up in the green lights? What are those big old support columns?
Fire hose nozzles.
Fire hose nozzles. Extreme alien enema. That his lid is looking righteous. Ooh. I am now on drugs. Blink. He's moving a lot. McCoy is lurching. Hold still, you freaking.
Look, did you see his eyes move just then?
He's a bit cut.
Yeah.
Cut. All right. Listen, you gotta do it again.
Don't
shake
think
it off.
Could
do
take
it again.
It. don't think.
I mean, that may have been the seventh take. You know.
All right, maybe we'll use that one.
Yeah, exactly.
When I was a kid, my parents had a candle holder that looked an awful lot like that little thing he's got his hands on his neck. And it's always what I think of whenever I see it.
The little communicator eight-way?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's odd. Oh, he's got eyeliner on, totally. That's kind of cool.
Scotty's still sitting there doing his
thing. That's kind of cool, though.
But he was there when she left with him. I mean, they're taking their time.
Well, how come he can touch that? I thought it was MC Hammer.
You know, she needs to work on those reflexes.
Dude, she's post-coital. So Spock's ready to rock here. It's an interesting shot.
He should have known that his phaser would be useless under those circumstances, though.
True.
Yeah, I guess it's reflex.
He probably tweaked it so that it is. It'll work. Yeah.
Was that the Sonic Boomalicious? Oh, he's got Dila's thingy.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's only fair because Dila had his thingy. Same thing that happened to Sargon's globe there. You are not Morg.
It's not that clever. Yeah. I mean, how...
Yeah. He did her and stole her stuff. Ooh, you're Einstein.
So Carol Merrill is 66 years old this year, and... she hails from Frederick, Wisconsin, of all places.
Oh, is that right? I wonder where in Wisconsin that is. Oh, I miss Wisconsin. It was a great place.
Can't.
But now I'm closer to my friends so we can podcast from the same room.
Someday. So, Bill, this is you've seen the remastered version of this, is that right?
Yeah.
Do they do anything different besides just the planet shots?
I think some of the force field effects are a little bit... I think the scene in the hall where they fire the phasers, mm-hmm. a big green light, I think they gave that a treatment. But a lot of those shots that have action going on in them at the same time and there's people moving or whatever, you know, there's only so much they can do.
Right.
Oh, I see what you're saying. They can only relight certain walls. Look how purple these back walls are, though.
Yeah, this is
a funky angle too.
This show was kind of known for that, though, for all the goofy, saturated.
Oh, this episode or this show?
No, the show in general. You know, all the primary colors and stuff.
You know, it's interesting, but I don't. I know I'm rambling now, but I can't remember a show which I've been so focused on the number of different.
Well,
odd
you know,
lighting
there's
colors.
A lot of odd lighting. Look at the tilt. You know, the angle on the camera. It's very. He's straight. In the camera eye, but the background is not.
Right there, look, camera tilted again. From all the colors and the camera tilts and stuff, this could be an episode of Batman.
Absolutely.
Right. I mean,
absolutely.
Look at the crooked camera there. Yeah. I never really noticed that.
Well, they straighten. No, the thing is, they'll straighten it back up when they're back in the normal.
Exactly. This is to indicate the time.
Sure.
And can you smell that kind of orangey smell coming out of your TV? That's also it's a full sense around.
It's coming out of my smell-o-vision.
Smell-o-vision. Opa!
So I wonder if they use the colors and the camera tilting.
Right,
all
exactly. And it should normalize now.
You think it'll turn less purple once he goes normal speed?
Yeah. Maybe that's...
Isn't that paint?
No, but maybe the purpling is just the fact that they're a shift in lighting because they're accelerated.
Oh, man, I don't know.
I think you're overthinking it.
Okay, we'll find out shortly. He should be straightening up and...
Flying right.
Is everything
still lavender?
Purple?
Lavender
still looks pretty purple to me.
Maybe because they're under duress. You know, the ship's been damaged. Because the bridge looks okay.
Bridge looks okay.
But nonetheless, look at all the colors. Look at all the reds and the blues.
You know, the thing
stuff.
Is, they should be...
This is a very colorful show.
It is a colorful show.
You know, as dangerous as it is, they should hang on to a bunch of the Skelosian water. What a cool tool that would be. I mean, you're for all intents and purposes, invincible under that scenario. Or,
you're quite invincible. What are you talking about?
No. I mean, as long as you're the only one... If you're the... get a nice, soft suit. Okay, suppose Scotty needs to do 40 hours of emergency repairs when they're under duress. Drink a little Skelosian water, do the repairs, drink some more, you're done.
Or you get cornered by some scary aliens. Yeah. You just, you know, drink your little vial
of
Skelosian water and disappear.
This is a magic out.
And then you run around behind them and pull their pants down.
Right.
And then run away.
Take it off.
She's got a special goodbye for him.
The guy with the bowl cut looks kind of sad, too.
Oh, he's probably got his own. So is the idea that their anodyne doesn't work for them? Or for the natives?
What's an anodyne?
Antidote. Antidote.
Oh, anodyne sounded very sort of chemically...
Anodyne is related to antidote.
Is that right?
Yes.
It's opposite or something. So what do you think, Bill?
You know, this episode has definitely grown on me. I saw it a couple weeks ago in the enhanced version, and I watched it again, and prior to that, I hadn't seen it for a long time, and it was really just kind of a throwaway one for me, but it's not bad.
Yeah, it fits nicely into Star Trek. It's not crazy. New species, new worlds, and, you know, they get sucked in, you know, Kirk...
Yeah. I don't think we didn't like learn anything about the human condition here, you know, for the most part, right? We didn't learn about any human frailties or any human, you know, it's just...
It doesn't add much...
Something that happened, right? It doesn't have a message.
It doesn't
go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. It just doesn't bring much to the Star Trek universe.
Other than perhaps the fact that the frailties of the human condition are not unique to humans.
Well, that's true, but that's not a new message for this show. But if you look at it compared to other third season episodes, it stands out. It's one of the least offensive third season episodes.
I would put it in the top half of the third season for sure. And just the hot chick alone is
right, top quarter just for that.
Because she's in it a lot, and that's good. So, what about you, David? Scale 1 to 5.
Are we talking Firefly scale or?
Oh my god!
Not again, David.
I would give this a 3.5. Do I have to decide? Can I not have half stars?
Integers only, David.
Then I'm going to give it a 3. But I'm just thinking about how much there is that's worse than this.
Bill?
Yeah, I go with that, a 3.
I like it. I'll give it a 4.
Okay.
So what are we doing next time, theoretically-ish?
Next year?
Spock's brain.
Yeah. Spock's brain.
Is it time? Wow. Is it time for Spock's brain?
The natives are restless.
I would just love... Because you know what's going to happen. We're going to rip it apart, and I can't wait.
Good. I do think we need to sprinkle a little Firefly in there, though.
We're overdue. Well,
that'd be okay with me.
We're overdue. So. How about this? Right. Let's wait for all those votes from viewers. You, the podcast audience, will decide for us what we do next time.
It's in your hands.
It's in your body parts.
You have the power.
Her life was in our hands. Dude, her life is in our hands. All right, little Big Lebowski for you. All right, see you guys.
Take care, buddy.
See you next time.
We'll see ya.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.